Welcome to a new episode of CX Leadership Talks, the podcast for you as a CX leader. And this episode, I am diving deep into the major flaws of CX stories gone wrong, because I have helped so many CX leaders now improve and spice up their leadership. And this is one element that often is lacking. And I thought, let's put some time in and have this conversation about the CX story, this change story that you need to have time and time again, that you have to repeat and take people along the CX change. So without further ado, let's go.
In the age of the customer, many companies and organizations fall short in meeting the needs and wants of their customers, let alone exceeding them. And it's time to change that. Welcome to CX Leadership Talks. Our passion is to be a catalyst for you and your organization as a customer experience leader to help understand, design, and improve experiences across the entire customer journey and the customer lifetime. It's time to spice up your CX leadership, and we've got the pro who's going to talk you through it. This is CX Leadership Talks, and now your host, Ninka Bloom.
Before I start with the five most made, mistakes or the flaws that I see within customer experience stories, I first wanted to share with you the first time I, encountered what a CX, a customer experience story is. We go back to 2012, and at that time I was hired at KPN, the Dutch incumbent telco, to be responsible for CX. And my director at that time, they said, you've got this 100 days, and in 100 days, we're going to have the top 80. The top 80 of leaders within the consumer market at KPN, the Dutch incumbent telco at that time, about 9 million customers and about 9,000 employees. And there was, like in many other organizations, like the top 80 or the top 100, but in our organization, it was the top 80. And he said, in 100 days, we're going to have this top 80, and I want you to share where are you going to bring customer experience? What are we going to do? The why, how, what of the CX transformation plan that you as a leader have. You know, all these moments like 100 days when you start as a leader, and you have these opportunities where you present. And of course, I had to get to know the organization. That was one, because I was new to the organization. I had to learn customer experience, to be honest. And I had to really think about what was the best strategy to choose. And in these 100 days, I learned about customer experience. I learned about what had failed in the past. I learned about ambitions. I learned about the mission and vision of KPN at that time. I learned about my team, what were our strengths. We really delved deep into this different strategy we could pick, because of course there's always many roads lead to Rome, the same and many roads. And at that time, our NPS was minus 14, and it was the meaning that in 2015, we would be at a zero. And one of the bigger goals was that we as KPN would be the best service provider within the telco, in the broader telco field. So that had to be that we had to beat our main competitors. So in these 100 days, we worked on the strategy. And I also really worked hard on the part of the storytelling, because I learned that it's so important that that moment in time, in those 100 days, that I got that opportunity, that I had it felt like I had this one opportunity. So I prepared well. And at that time with Vladimir Sibic, we sat down a couple of times, written up strategies, stories. We took storytelling lessons from Speech Republic here. They are a real important agency that trains like our president and many, many politicians and many speakers. And I remember at that time, after 100 days, I stood there together with Vladimir, and we stood there in front of these 80 people sharing our CX story. And that CX story actually is the why, the how, and the what of the CX transformation. It is this story that you can tell time and time again, that really helps the audience understand why do we have to be customer centric? Where does it fit in our whole story? How are you with your team, and how How does it fit in? And what do we need to do? So actually, for me, a CX story is your transformation story. And often what I've seen now and being in the speaking and the educational space, helping many, many, many CX leaders in their route to being better CX leaders. I always say, spice up your leadership. I've helped them. And in my masterminds, one of the things we do, it's a half-year program that I have. One of the things we do is craft a phenomenon, a really brilliant CX story. And these CX stories are so important because this is the story that you tell time and time again. And I know many of you have a big CX strategy and you have a PowerPoint deck, and some of them are an hour long, but the ideal CX story can be told in 10 minutes. And of course, you can elaborate. You should be even to tell it in a 3-minute elevator pitch, but let's stick to these 10 minutes that you should be able to deliver a story. What if you have to go to the board and they give you a time slot of 20 minutes? There has to be some like starter, then you have these 10 minutes and there has to be a moment for either your call to action or questions that they have. So this CX story has your transformational part. It's the why, the how, the what of your customer experience plan, your transformation element. So that is such an important element. It's a deliverable that I am for 100% sure that you as a CX leader need to have to bring the change. And we're now talking about having that CX story. We're not talking about storytelling. And of course, if you have the skill of great storytelling, it will make it so much more easy and even more engaging for the audience. But let's first dive into three elements that need to be in every CX story. Because when you look at the speaker triangle that I learned from Speech Republic, and I think this is the first thing that you can draw, it's a triangle, and a triangle has three angles. Well, here we go with all the knowledge. And what is really important is that the triangle at the top, this is where your audience is. The audience is really important when it comes to the speaker triangle. In the left angle, you write your topic. It's CX. And of course, in the other angle on the right, it's you, you as the presenter. And these three elements have to be present. And of course, where the triangle is in the middle is the context. It's the organization where you work for. In my case, it was KPN. So putting that triangle to work, the top angle, the audience, the top 80 leaders, then the topic, customer experience, the change that we needed to present in the 3 years, and then me as a presenter, and at that time also Vladimir Sibich, and of course the context, KPN. It's so important to really dive deep into that audience, especially when you look at some elements, because every great CX story has like a build-up. And if I take just the traditional build-up, and I think this what everybody... If you just start creating and crafting this story, it has these four elements. First of all, it has you, your personal element. It can be a customer element, something from your past, something from your education, something from your family, a customer story, something that really connects you to the topic and, of course, to the audience. It's important that it's in there. Then the second one is the sense of urgency. Why do we have to work on customer experience? Where are we now? Where are we heading? So it's the here, the past maybe, but most important also the future. Where are we going? What is and why is this necessary? Then, so that's the second element, your sense of urgency. And then the third element is your CX strategy. How are you, what are you with your team or when you're a leader on your own? What are the elements of the strategy that's going to bring you there? At the time at KPN, for example, let me start with the personal element. I always shared that I came from Texel, where I grew up and where I had my first job and where I really learned what customer centricity was from my former boss. Then the sense of urgency was that we had an NPS of minus 14 on the brand level, that we needed to go to zero, and that it was aligned with the mission and the vision of KPN, and that there was it was necessary to grow in EBITDA and to lower churn, to build up our NPS And then the third part was our strategy. Our strategy was based on three elements. It was listening to the voice of the customer, really getting our LARA in, listening, analyzing, reacting, and action. So the bigger loop. Pillar number two, it was brand delivery in our customer journey, making sure that we had, because we had several brands at that time. And the third one was creating a customer-centric culture, really aligning all these employees. And that was my strategy. Those were the three pillars. And I could also say we have 12 people in the team, 8 people working on the voice of the customer, 2 people are working on the brand delivery in the customer journey, and 1 person on culture, me being the leader. Leading the team and making sure that we proceed and getting the strategic elements. So that's the third part. And the fourth, which is so important, is a call to action. What do you want the audience to do? And at that time, it was getting agreement on this strategy, but most important that my team and I would be able to have a conversation with every management team that was there present. So we had time with them on the table. Those 4 elements are the elements of a CX story. And it's very interesting. I want you, and because now what we're going to dive into is the 5 most made mistakes when it comes to CX stories, how you make them and how I see them. And yes, I've seen many, because in the masterminds this year, we're going to run my 6th cohort of a group of CX leaders where I help them really create and improve their CX story with all these 4 elements in it. And there are so many elements I see go wrong. And I thought maybe for you, it's very valuable to understand which 5 mistakes they are. So you can have a check if maybe your CX story needs a little tweak. Isn't that valuable? I hope so. And please let me know in the comments, whether it's on LinkedIn, whether it's on Podbean, where you listen to your podcast, please let me know if you have any questions on it. But let's start number 1. I think this is the most made mistake. So, I also think you should be really, really critical to yourself. Be really honest with the story that you tell all the time in the organization. Because first of all, what you want is a consistent story, right? That you and your team members share all the time. What are you doing when it comes to CX? The why, the how, the what? And that story, you need a good storyline. But that number one, the most made mistake is that your CX story is way too functional and boring. And why do I add boring? Because functional is good, but too functional, too content-driven, analytical, blue facts and figures. In many, many CX stories that I see, they're perfect when it comes to, I think they're perfect, and then you cannot shoot a hole in it because it's perfect. The only thing is, it's so functional that there's no emotion anywhere in the presentation. Often it's very corporate. And I think we are responsible for CX change. And of course, there has to be business value in there, and it has to be aligned with the mission and the vision of the organization. But just being functional is not where it's at. You need to really engage with the audience and have to tap into their emotions. And there should be emotion in your presentation, or a little bit of a spice or something that, chills everything up, whether it's ambition or whether it's, but there has to be more than just functional. And really when, maybe you've heard the terminology before, corporate schmorporate, you don't want your CX story to be corporate schmorporate, right? We need a change story, and a change story has elements in it of emotion, of change, of element that people can visualize. And just being functional with numbers and figures and charts, that doesn't do part of that. So most made mistake 1 is being too functional. Then the second one is that it's too general and often really, when I hear that story, I might be like, that could be any organization's CX story. Or, which is even worse, is that it's not memorable. Because a lot of elements in those stories are being told all the time. Imagine you're, well, we're looking at the speaker triangle, the audience. The audience listens to presentations. Well, I don't know if you have to give your presentation live or whether you have to give the presentation online, virtually, through a camera, whether it's Teams or Zoom or Google Meet. They hear so many presentations. And if your presentation doesn't stand out, if it's not memorable, if there's nothing in there that sticks into their heads, that is a big, big issue because you are competing with other initiatives. So make sure that you're not too general when it comes to, so it has to be tailored to your organization. So see where you can put the brand elements in, or see where you need to put like the mission and vision, or well, all those kinds of elements, the customer needs to be in there. So too general. Then problem number three is that often in most presentations, it is about customer experience. It is about the organization, but you're not in there. It's lacking you as a leader, as a presenter. And it is very important that the audience connects with you as a human, as a presenter. Because of course, people work for the organization, but you want something from them. And there is, it is so incredibly important to put something from you in there. When the presentation is just being corporate smorporate and is very functional and whatever it is, but you're not in there, I often see that there is no action and there is no traction. And this is so incredibly important. It also means when you look at the CX stories that I've seen, is that a team, like with me, for example, at KPN, you have that CX story and everybody in the team needs to be able to share it. And of course, everybody has their own element of personal element in it. So you need to tweak that a little bit. But put yourself in, especially when you look at larger leadership, senior leadership events, it's so important that you put something of you in there. Then the fourth, it's about being too analytical and being too complete. Yes, dear CX leaders, putting the CX framework of the CXPA in your CX story, I don't know if that is a good idea. And put everything in what you're going to do now, in the future. Being too complete is really a big, big make mistake because you don't have to be complete. You don't have to be complete about all the numbers, all the customers, all the elements. You have to have this story that is constructing and goes back and boiled down to the essence. Also, what I see often being too complete and being too analytical is that people talk about trends and larger numbers. And what often when people are really complete and they dive deeper and they put their journey maps and they put everything in their CX stories, that the true customer is absent. And I remember being at a large pension fund in the Netherlands, and they asked me if I could help them and craft a better CX story. And I did. And I said, well, let's first start with what you have. And it was actually brilliant. And it fitted everything. And then I said, well, I only miss one thing, one element. They say, what is it? I said, I missed a customer. And they were looking at me, they're like, oh my goodness, you are so true. So they were so complete, and even the customer was absent. So don't try to be complete because others don't need your completeness. And then the fifth, this might be the open door, but the fifth issue that I see a lot is that everybody in the audience agrees about your story. They're like, yeah, these are the strategies, but they have no clue what to do next. So there is not a good call to action. And I think it's so important that you find yourself, that you think beforehand when you're going to present, whether it's a workshop, whether it's like a senior leadership event, it doesn't really matter. But you need to think beforehand, who is in the audience? Think about the speaker triangle. And what do I want from them? At my time at KPN, It was, for example, that we wanted to be in every management board meeting that from all the audience members, and that we were going to discuss what we're going to do in their departments. But there are so many calls to action. And for everybody listening, know that in the show notes, there's a link. And if you put in your email, you will get our 23 possible calls to action. It's so important, because if I would have known what I know now, because at that time at my CX story, I did it right with a call to action. But after that, I gave so many presentations that I had fun presenting, because I love presenting, but I didn't get the results I wanted because I have not been specific about my calls to action. And I could do a whole episode on calls to action. Maybe I will later if you find it an important element. But no, so what I've been talking about, there's five major flaws that I have identified in CX stories. And if you, put these to action. So the first one is that your CX story is too functional and boring. The second one is that it's too general, too much. Just, it could be any organization story and it's not memorable. Three, it's lacking you as a leader. Where are you in this story? Four is that it's too complete and too analytical. And five, a call to action is missing. And yes, you really, as a CX leader, I want to challenge you to spice up your leadership and craft a great CX story for yourself. I've been thinking about creating an online program to help you and all your fellow CX leaders create these great CX stories. And know that in my masterminds, that's going to start in April again. I still have one seat available for the Dutch edition. That's where in half a year, I help CX leaders really spice up their leadership, work on their authority, their anecdote, their CX story, and their accountability, the three A's of CX leadership. And I think it's having a good CX story, one that you can tell time and time again. And yes, we are now talking about the fundamentals. And of course, you need slides. You need, great storytelling to bring it across, to get the audience to connect. And how long do you have a great, how long can you use that CX story? I must say, whether there's not a big change in strategy in your organization, I think often a year and a half and 2 or 2 years. Don't change it too much time and time again, because people will not understand the changes. So make sure that you repeat the story over and over again. Even if you think, oh my God, here I go again, and here I am again with the same story, that is your reality, not the one of the audience. I think people need to hear it 3 or 4 times before they start recognizing and remembering and starting to get to action. So make sure you get the audience and grab that podium. Make sure that your team members share it time and time again. And if you could get even the senior leaders to tell your story, you are the queen and the king of CX. So please let me know with a like, with a subscribe, if you liked this episode of CX Leadership Talks on the five major flaws on CX stories, and of course, getting a little bit behind the scenes of crafting a great CX story. I hope I will maybe challenge you a little bit to take a look at your own CX story, that story you're telling, and engage others. Make sure that you are the leader that makes that impact. I really am here to help you with that. So please let me know if you have any questions. And for now, wishing you the best. Go out, share that great story, and I hope you can improve it with these tips and tricks. And I'll hear and we'll speak again the next time.
You've been listening to CX Leadership Talks. Ninka is a customer experience speaker and educator. She has written books and spoken and educated leaders all around the world. She's one of the global thought leaders in the field. We hope you've enjoyed this show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, you can also find us on YouTube and LinkedIn and ninkabloom.com. Thanks again for joining us today, and we'll see you next time on CX Leadership Talks.